Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Massachusetts, the cradle of the American Revolution, just saw another small political revolt. The Senate seat held by the late Democratic liberal lion Ted Kennedy for 47 years went to a Republican, Scott Brown. The dramatic upset gives Republicans 41 seats in the Senate, enough to filibuster legislation, a fact Brown's supporters celebrated on election night. Brown's victory presents a major hurdle to President Obama's agenda, including a bill to cap greenhouse gas emissions and combat climate change. That bill passed the House but is struggling in the Senate, and that's where we caught up with Environment and Energy News senior reporter Darren Samuelson. Darren, 41, that's the new math. What does that mean for the climate bill?
Well, the climate bill was never going to be easy before the Massachusetts election. It got a drop harder. Just in the simple math with Scott Brown, who appears to be a skeptic on the science on climate change and an opponent of federal cap and trade policies. Now, all that said, he's going to come to Washington and meet a large force in John Kerry, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham, all of whom I've been working for several months to try and come up with some sort of a compromise package. But at the same time, moderate Democrats already expressing significant worry that this is not the right time to be focusing on a climate bill. It's better to be focusing on economic recovery and jobs, a lot of the key focal point issues that you heard in the Massachusetts special election.
And are they casting an eye toward the midterm elections now when they say those things?
These are senators who are up for re-election and maybe senators who are up in another 2 or 4 years. Yeah, I think a whole range of Senate Democrats from Carl Levin to Dianne Feinstein were all expressing worry about moving forward on a big comprehensive cap-and-trade bill. You know, the idea of a controversial item like health care is something that makes Democrats nervous. But there's, an important distinction to make between health care and the climate bill, and that is with health care, it was largely partisan. The Democrats were trying to move that just with Democrats. With the climate and energy bill, there's always been efforts to try and get Republicans. That's taking into account that there were going to be some Democrats who were going to vote no on this no matter what. Ben Nelson and Mary Landrieu come to mind as the most likely no votes. So they've always been working with the assumption that they needed Republicans, and Lindsey Graham was the first to cross over that line. But then beyond that, a lot of the Republican possibilities haven't looked very promising recently.
There's been some noise about abandoning the cap-and-trade aspect of this and advancing with the other elements of an energy bill instead. Do you think that effort maybe has gained steam here?
It's gained a little bit of steam. I mean, it's the most likely alternative to move forward where you're going to get Republican support. The problem becomes how many Democrats are going to want to go along on a bill that doesn't cap carbon. There are a good number of liberal Democrats who have been pushing and pushing and pushing for this for a long time and see this as their best opportunity. Certainly, this Congress is probably the greenest Congress you're ever going to get. You've got, their champions in the White House and, running the federal agencies and in the key committees. You've got Speaker Pelosi running the House of Representatives and Henry Waxman in charge of the House Energy Committee and Barbara Boxer in charge of that Senate Environment Committee. So, you really couldn't have had a better lineup to try and get this thing through. And however, the politics of this in Washington have always been difficult and they remain difficult and they're even more difficult now after this Massachusetts election.
So as the dust begins to settle after this big upset in Massachusetts, what's your read on the chances for a climate change bill this year?
I'm going to give the odds, maybe 20% chance, but maybe even less than that right now. It's going to be a huge lift for Kerry, Graham, and Lieberman to pull it off. There's going to need to be a lot of trade-offs. And then, of course, whatever they pull off, they have to then negotiate with the House, which passed what it passed last year. And that's a pretty aggressive, sweeping bill. So will the House be willing to come back to what the Senate has put forward? And that's something we're seeing happen on health care. And that's been difficult for Democrats to just negotiate with Democrats.
Darren Samuelson, senior reporter for Environment and Energy News, speaking with us from Capitol Hill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
The Republican victory in the Senate came just as the Obama administration was marking 1 year in office. Just ahead, we'll hear a clean energy critique of the president's first year. Keep listening to Living on Earth.